13 to 8. Now, you probably caught up with the news that from Monday, I've got a new deputy dog joining me on the wake-up call, Steve Kendall. It's going to be the wake-up call with Robbo and Steve, and here he is. Steve, good morning to you.
You're calling me a dog and we haven't even started yet.
No. In fact, look, our studio owners.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. Give you a round of applause.
They've obviously heard me before.
Hey, listen, welcome.
Thank you.
It's going to be great working with you, I know that. And we sent you out on a bit of an early bird mission yesterday. What did you get up to?
Well, it's one of those joys in life to have a nice, easy and pleasant task to go to. And I went to meet some of the happiest people in the world, some new nurses.
I think that this can lead to a career in perioperative and being able to specialise in the area in theatre.
How long has it taken you to get to this point in your career?
It's taken 3 years of full-time study and now 1 year of grad year and then hopefully a specialty.
What happens after this time you're here at Bendigo Health?
We are offered a continued contract with Bendigo Health, which is a really amazing opportunity.
Now, Jacinta, do you think you'll be staying at Bendigo Health or have you got plans to go elsewhere?
I will absolutely stay at Bendigo Health. I was born and raised here. I have a little son myself and he's got an amazing school that he goes to. I've worked at Bendigo Health in the past, so I really align with their values and very much looking forward to getting started and starting my career here.
What sort of line are you taking in the health industry?
So I'm the same as Emily and I will be starting off in perioperative and hoping to also specialise in that area and if not in the peri-anaesthetics avenue.
That sounds very technical, but what is that particularly involving, peri-anaesthetics?
So you're working alongside the anaesthetist in the operating theatre and it's not as complicated as it sounds and it's very interesting and very fun work to do.
Now, Carla, you're the third person we're speaking to today. Are you following the same line or are you doing something different?
No, I'm actually doing something different. So I'll be on the orthopaedic ward. So I'll be dealing with people that present to hospital with, broken bones and things like that.
It's quite interesting to me how you choose your career. You've got such a choice. What made you go for orthopaedics?
It's the general stream that I applied for and it was basically a bit of a pull out of the hat, but I'm very excited to be doing something a little bit different and almost like a specialty in nursing as well. So there's a lot of pain, post-op pain management and things like that I'm really looking forward to.
And finally, Carla, what made you, at what age, should I say, did you decide you were going to be a nurse?
I just turned 30. So I probably decided at about the age of 26, 27 when I enrolled in nursing. I have a mother that was unwell and that sort of inspired my journey. So, it's taken me a long time to get here, but I'm really happy that I'm here.
So, Jacinta, what age did you decide you're going to be a nurse? Is it a lifetime ambition?
So I did dental assisting first and quite quickly realised I loved the health avenue. But then I had a son, as I mentioned before, and I wanted to set a good example for him. So I think I was 25 when I decided to do nursing and I did it a bit different. I did it four years part-time. So it took me 4 years to get here.
Emily, can you guess what the question is?
Yes, I can guess. So I decided to do nursing and medical since I was about 15. Before that, I thought I was going to be a police officer. And then my grandmother inspired me into the medical world and I love it. I joined into university to study nursing straight out of school. And I love it. So I think it'll be a lifelong career in medical.
Yeah, there you go. That's just three of the 100. Intakes into the nursing forces of Victoria and in particular Bendigo. Sounds fantastic. David Rosaria is the boss who's running the whole shebang and here's what he had to say.
David, how important is it for these students or graduates to come to you?
Look, I think it's really important that we have a gradual number of graduates that come to Bendigo Health each year. That really provides an impetus for us to grow our nursing and midwifery profession. Each year we've increased our graduate numbers and this year we have a record. In total, throughout the year, we will take 100 additional graduates for the year. So that's an increase. Last year we had about 80, so we've increased by 20, which is a real achievement for Bendigo Health.
Yeah, it is indeed. So Tough job, I guess, Steve, but somebody had to do it.
Well, yeah, of course. And there's just so many stories there. That's what I discovered. And there's 100. We could have spoken to them all. They were all that great story. And they're really people who care. I mean, that's just what it comes down to. You've got to care if you want to do that job.
Absolutely. Hey, mate, will you stick around in the next half hour? We might try and find out a bit more about you.
Yeah, okay then.
All right. Steve Kendall, he's going to be one half of the wake-up call from Monday, but we'll find out a little bit. Do a bit of digging in the next half hour. It's 8 to 8. Wake Up Call Gold, Central Victoria. Morning.